Cambridge Breakfast with Julian Clover and Lucy Malazzo.
Cambridge 105 Radio.
8:10 now, and the Cambridge Festival of Cycling begins on Sunday with a social ride to Milton Country Park, kicking off a month of activities. Beth Barker is from Cam Cycle and is here in the studio with us this morning. Good morning to you. Welcome to Cambridge Breakfast.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Thank you again, right? Because we have met once before here. We were saying for Mill Road, the summer programme.
Yeah, so I was on about a month ago for Mill Road Moment, talking about our various activities that we had going on Mill Road, which Cam Cycle has been helping to support.
Excellent, which was a really good whole month of Mill Roady stuff. But here we are, we're talking about the Festival of Cycling now. So that starts on Sunday and it goes on for about the rest of the month, really. And this is the second time that we've had the festival. Can you tell us a little bit, like, what does it set out to achieve?
So it's really important that we celebrate the amazing sort of cycling culture that we have here in Cambridge. And we know we want to encourage more, better, safer cycling for all ages and abilities. And so we have a huge range of events, over 20, some organised by Cam Cycle, but others that we've partnered with organisations for, but then also just completely independent activities. And they're all related to cycling, but very different. So we've got things like cycling theatre, and we've got photography workshops, and we've got cycle rides. So there's a huge range of things. There really is something for everyone.
So that sounds fantastic. I need to pull you up on cycling theatre.
Yes.
What does that mean?
Well, so there's an amazing theatre troupe called the Handlebards, and they cycle all over the country performing.
Oh, I like it. I just got that. Handlebards. Yes. Good. Sorry.
So they perform Shakespeare in a really interactive way, but they're all about being sustainable. So they cycle everywhere. They've cycled over 1,500 miles already.
Wow.
This summer. And they're finishing their tour with us in Cambridge, performing Much Ado About Nothing at Childerly. And it's on the 15th, Sunday the 15th in the afternoon. We're encouraging people to cycle to the Childerly Hall, have a picnic and enjoy the show.
Lovely stuff. That sounds amazing. So one of the first event that you got coming up on Sunday is the social ride to Milton Country Park. You're meeting at outside the Guildhall on Market Square.
Yeah, at 11.
Presumably anyone can join in. Do you need to have like a type of bike though? Like,
No, it's open to everyone, all ages, abilities. It's a really gentle, really accessible ride for everyone. Honestly, if you haven't cycled before, you'll be absolutely fine. There's so many people. It's a really supportive ride. It's quite slow and, you know, ends with a lovely picnic in Milton Country Park.
Lovely. What's not to like? How many people do you expect to join you on that one?
It could be anything from about 30 to 50, you know, even more. We're not sure. The more, the merrier. So, yeah, come along and join us.
That sounds pretty good. One of the events caught my eye was this Cam Cycle Tech.
Ah.
So tell me a little bit more about this one.
Yeah, we're really excited. So we've partnered with the Cambridge Museum of Technology and the Cavendish Laboratory Outreach Programme to put on this event called Cam Cycle Tech, which is about exploring the science and technology of cycling. So it's going to be at the museum on the 7th, Saturday the 7th, and we are going to have a huge range of activities, speakers all about cycling and cycling technology. We're going to have sort of...
So what's sort of cycling technology? I'm quite intrigued on this because I bought myself a new bike just before Christmas, and it's quite interesting compared to the previous bike, which was a good 20 years old and probably the model even older. It's lighter and the gears are different. Is it that sort of progression, if you like, of the way that bikes have changed from the penny farthing through to the Lycra Brigade?
Yeah, so we're actually going to have a talk which is going to talk about the different composite materials that they use in bikes these days, you know, how they're making them lighter and still very sturdy and able to carry you along the road.
Yes.
And we've got gears workshops and sort of physics investigation, why bikes stay upright. And so it will be all about kind of how technology has changed, how it actually works. And, you know, it's just really celebrating a technology that, you know, liberated people in, you know, the 1800s and now offers us a sustainable transport for the future. So it's going to be a fantastic event.
That
please come
good.
Along.
And the Cargo Carnival, we kind of get one of those every school run, don't we, in Cambridge?
Yes.
But so, you're putting it all together in one event.
Yeah, this is a fantastic event to celebrate cargo bikes. More and more we're seeing businesses in Cambridge use cargo bikes to transport goods around, and we're also seeing lots and lots of families using them. So this event showcases all the weird and wonderful things you can carry on a bike. So there's a parade around the city centre, and then it finishes with a fair on Lammersland where you can try out cargo bikes, and you can see some of the businesses using them. So this is on Saturday the 21st, meeting at 11, and the fair ends at 4. It'll be a wonderful event. Again, everyone is welcome, so please do come along.
Quite a lot to take in there. Presumably there is a website or something or other where people can go and find out which event is for them, if you like, and they can pick one or more to come along to.
Yes, so just go to cambridgefestivalofcycling.org and check out all the different events on, and find out more information there.
That's great. Well, Beth, thank you very much for coming in to speak to us this morning.
And you'll be back every Wednesday to update us?
We will, to talk about more specifically about the different events. So thank you so much for having
Fantastic.
Me.
You
thank
are very
you.
Welcome. We'll see you next week.
Cambridge 105 Radio.